Hi, welcome to Shrink Wrapped. I'm Allison Colarossi here with Dr. David Colarossi, and we are here for another episode of Shrink Wrapped.
And this is gonna be a sad episode. So this is our kind of trigger warning. We're gonna talk about Garrison Brown and his passing. So if that's gonna be upsetting to you or if that's triggering to you, skip this episode.
We heard that Garrison Brown from Sister Wives has unfortunately committed suicide, and we are devastated.
And I don't know that we know for sure, right? They're not like the Brown family hasn't released that. That's like just speculation, isn't it?
Actually, there was a police report, and so that TMZ uncovered it. Oh.
Well, I am. I have lots of thoughts. I feel like I have to start by saying that I am aware that by doing this, we are creating content off of like a truly tragic event in the Brown family.
That's true.
I feel like we should acknowledge that. That's like the, you know, when I saw the news, then people started messaging me and being like, "Are you going to talk about it?" And then I was thinking, I feel like I have to talk about it, and I feel bad about the fact that we're like, more content.
I don't think we are more content. I actually feel like I thought about it today because I ran into someone at my kid's school who watches our show, and she was wondering if we were gonna. I think for the most part, people that watch our show are huge fans of the Sister Wives and their characters and all their family. Mm-hmm. I would say that they're, because they've been on a show for whatever, 15 years or 17 years, mm-hmm. like we all grown to love them. So this is more of a support group. Yeah. So you're leading, I would think of it as leading a support group for Sister Wives fans because they have nowhere to go.
Yeah. There is like a need to process it, I think.
Yeah. It is so sad. And I am so devastated for that family. I'm devastated for everyone. I'm devastated for Cody. I don't know how he left it with Garrison because, you know, we're a season behind, but I'm just like devastated by how permanent this is. Mm-hmm. So we love you all. We love you, all the Sister Wives mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, I think this is, just so shitty. And Garrison was always the one that seemed the most, like, emotionally, I guess Gabe was probably the most emotionally available, but Garrison would be the number two, right? The two of them seemed very close, and they were the ones that were the most comfortable, it seemed like, talking about their distress. Mm-hmm.
I also wonder too, like, not just the way Cody reacted to COVID, but just like COVID in general for that generation was so hard. Like they were finishing up high school, mm-hmm. and
no, he wasn't in high school, was he? During it, I think Gabe was. I think Garrison was like in the military or something.
Well, he's 25, so like in 2020, so he would have been 21. Yeah. I still think it was hard for that, like, part of development, like being on lockdown when you're 21. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there any context for him having depression that we're aware of? Was that ever discussed on the show?
No, but they always, Janelle said, like, he just seemed sadder after the divorce between Christine and when Janelle left, too. Uh-huh. So I just think maybe something triggered him. Yeah. We are sad.
I think we have to be careful about, it's hard. Like you have the, on the one hand, I think it's hard to, right? We have this little sort of keyhole into the family. And I think we probably all have ideas of things that would have triggered him. Things that, like the relationship with Cody, the divorce, all of that, I can imagine didn't make things better for him.
Having your whole life on camera.
Yeah. And I think we have to stop short of assigning blame, mm-hmm. You have a grieving family, grieving moms, a grieving father, grieving siblings. And like, we don't really know. We don't know how Cody left it. We don't know what the situation was behind the scenes with Garrison. Like, we don't really know.
No.
Right. But it is the natural, I mean, like my immediate, emotional experience was anger at like because of the dynamic that I have seen. Mm-hmm. Right. And my immediate thought is, well, this is what happens. Right. But it's not what happens. There's a lot more that there must have been a lot more behind the scenes.
Yeah.
For him. You know what I mean? His psychological position. I don't know what kind of care he got. I don't know what the dynamics were.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I think like there's probably with the show and like the breaking up of a lot of families, not that I think there's probably a lot of distraction happening in the family. So no one was really focused on each other because everyone is in their own. You know, Christine's in a new life, new marriage, you know, that's spinning. And then, you know, Janelle has left and that's in a different world. And mm-hmm. I just feel like there's distractions everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad.
Me too. Yeah, I'm sad for the people. I'm sad for him, but like, you know, for Gabe, this has got to be a devastating experience.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of trauma because he found him. So do you have any advice for someone dealing with that type of trauma?
No, I don't. There's no tip or trick or, you know, anything. I mean, that is such an intense traumatic experience. The tip would be for Gabe and the whole family to honor the emotion, whatever it is that they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guarantee that Gabe is both sad and fucking furious, mm-hmm. you know, at everybody. And I think he has the right to have that emotion. And my biggest wish for him would be that he allows himself to have that emotion
mm-hmm.
versus thinking that there's a right way to do it or a right, you know, response or... You know, yeah. What does the family need? What does Janelle need? What does the audience need? Like, this is.
Yeah. I do want to say, like, if anyone that's been in this experience is listening, like, Rachel Hollis did write a book about, she also found her brother this way. And so she has a book on trauma, and I don't know if you've read it, Dave, but maybe.
I have. I've reviewed it. And oh. I did not like it.
Okay, well, maybe.
I thought her, I mean, it was a while ago that I read it. I thought her chapter on grief was good. But my biggest sort of critique of it was that it was too much of a, here's what you do.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to let people grieve. Like, however you want to grieve. There's not a to-do list. Don't check the box. There's not a strategy or a tip or, you know what I mean? And I think we have the tendency to go, okay, well, how do we solve this? And for that family, the answer is not. We're not going to solve it.
I mean, I feel like there should be a grief language book, like a love language book. You know?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Everyone needs to grieve in their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm not a grief expert.
Yeah.
So I don't have, I mean, maybe there is newer research on it. I can tell you that the, you know, excuse me, that the research on grief has essentially evolved kind of moderately from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross.
Mm.
Talk about, right, there's the stages of grief. There's denial and bargaining and anger and sadness, right? You go through these stages. And again, I graduated from school 15 years ago, but it had evolved to say, you're going to experience all of these different emotions, but it's not linear. Like, you're not going to know when you're going to be sad or angry or try to bargain mm-hmm. or what. You're going to cycle through all of that kind of for a long time.
Well, I'm really sad, fans.
What do you think the will happen with the show?
I was wondering that. I don't know if it's okay to wonder that, but I was wondering if they, you know, since I wonder what they think of their fan base, you know, because like I know we all think they're family and we just love them so much. And we, like, poke fun at them. But, like, in all honesty, we all watch it because we like it. We like the show. We like the characters. And, you know, we've watched them grow up. So I don't know what they'll do. I hope that, like, we get to be – I don't know. I hope we get to be part of I don't even know if I should say this, but, you know, like, to be – present at the funeral if I don't know if they'll have cameras there or not, or to hear their thoughts on it, but who knows, like that might be too intimate.
Yeah, I understand the sense I guess I'd have a different perspective on it. I understand the sentiment and the desire to be involved. I mean, I think I would like that. Mm-hmm. Like I understand the allure. And if it was me, if I was Cody, I can't imagine wanting to continue to film. Like, I feel like this. I just don't know, like, I was trying, even before we recorded this, and I was thinking, okay, like, what's the, you know, we are creating content off of their tragedy. Like, is that a responsible thing for us to do, or is it not? You know what I mean? And I was trying to sort of figure out, like, okay, I think from the audience standpoint, there's the need to process mm-hmm. and talk about it and think about it and want, right? Then I go from the family's vantage point, is the wish that we respect their privacy and sort of not talk about it, or is the wish that we grieve? Like, I don't know. What would the family
want? I don't know. Yeah,
I do think that we have to stop, out of respect, we have to stop short of finger pointing, because I think that that's what, at least what I've seen so far online, that seems to be like that's the direction people are going. A lot of people are going, not everybody, but a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've even gone back to my old videos talking about Gabe, right? And they, like, those videos are getting more traction mm-hmm. because they're thinking about Gabe and Garrison. You know what I mean? I think it's natural, but we have to be aware that Cody is in a bad spot.
All of them are. I can't even imagine.
I think we're right. Like the parasocial relationships that we have with the Brown family, right? We feel sad. Imagine what it's like, you know, as you get closer and closer to the, you know, mm-hmm. you're in that family. If you're one of the siblings, or if you're, I mean, I hope that people, what I'm most worried about is, not the most, one of the things I'm worried about is how Cody will handle this, how he's going to be treated as a consequence of this. Because the way that, you know, the way that we don't know how things evolved, right, in their relationship. But what the world saw last was pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. You know, you always say, like, if you knew that you would only see this person
yeah.
five more times, would you act this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Sad. All right. I'm not sure if I have anything else to say. I'm really bummed. I was totally shocked and saddened. I cannot imagine making that post as a parent. You know what I mean? If you're Janelle and you have to post that. So sad. All right. I think that's all we have today, right?
Yeah. Love you.
Love you too.